Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Shanghai Party Secretary Chen Jining met Tesla CEO Elon Musk today to discuss business in Shanghai. Tang Xiaofan has more.
Chen said Shanghai is committed to providing more market access to foreign-owned companies, following international economic and trade rules. He added, the goal is to create a stable and efficient business environment for the development of international companies in Shanghai. He said, Shanghai welcomes Tesla to increase its investment here and launch more new products, technologies, and services. For his part, Musk introduced Tesla's businesses in Shanghai, including the development of NEVs and large-scale battery storage products. He said he was excited about Shanghai Gigafactory's success, adding that Tesla is willing to deepen cooperation with various partners in Shanghai in areas such as carbon reduction. Late last night, Musk visited Shanghai Gigafactory. He expressed thanks and praised its employees.
And I tell people in throughout the world, the cars we produce here are not just the most efficient production, but also the highest quality. I just feel like there's so much that gets accomplished. There's so much positive energy getting things done that actually, I think, will be very important, not just for Tesla, but also for the world.
Established in 2019, the Tesla Gigafactory in Shanghai is a carmaker's first gigafactory outside the United States. The factory delivered about 726,000 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles in 2022, accounting for over half of Tesla's sales worldwide. Exports of Shanghai-made Tesla models exceeded over 127,000 in the first 4 months of this year. The company also announced in April that it will build a new megapack battery factory in Lingang, Shanghai. And production is scheduled in the second quarter of 2024, according to Tesla. Earlier this week, Musk also met State Councilor and Foreign Minister Qin Gang, Minister of Industry and Information Technology Jin Zhuanglong, and Commerce Minister Wang Wentao. During the meeting, Musk emphasized the company will continue to expand business in China and share China's development opportunities. Musk wrapped up his two-day visit to China and left Shanghai this morning. Tang Xiaofan, Shanghai Live.
Following Elon Musk's visit, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is expected to visit China later this month, joining a slew of industry-leading executives who have come or have planned to come to China since the start of this year. Here in Shanghai, the 19th JP Morgan Chase Global China Summit wrapped up today. At the convention, many foreign financial executives showed confidence in the market. Sun Ziqi has the details.
3 years after the onset of the pandemic, foreign investors came back to the China market with confidence. At the summit, many were very impressed by China's booming electric vehicle sector.
Overall, it's been 3-4 years since COVID that nobody can travel. And in the meantime, I think the consumer behavior and the company's products have changed a lot. So it was good to sort of have a refreshed understanding about the market.
I'm representing my company here. I've met some investors who came with questions about my sector. Many of them seem to have been tracking its progress for years.
During the same time as the summit, the National Bureau of Statistics released May's Purchasing Managers Index, which has been on a decline for the past 3 months. However, investors appear to be more focused on the long run.
I'm confident that there'd be great changes in everything from industrial upgrades to the composition of the entire economy. China is moving in the right direction in this respect.
JP Morgan Chase invited more than 2,600 investors and financial executives from 37 countries and regions, representing a total of more than $4.5 trillion U.S. dollars in investment. Sun Ziqi, Shanghai Life.
A domestic-made cruise ship was floated today at a Waigaoqiao shipyard after construction began more than 3 years ago. The process started early this morning and lasted 5 hours. Adora Magic City, which will carry more than 5,000 guests, is expected to leave the dock in 5 days after tests wrap up. Test sailings will begin in July. Engineers have overcome technical difficulties, including ship weight distribution and safe docking systems. It's a major milestone for Waigaoqiao Shipbuilding Company's progress in manufacturing large recreational vessels. More than 95% of the ship is complete, including 95% of its interior. Adora Magic City will be delivered at the end of this year when it will be operated by CSSC Carnival Cruise Shipping.